Snow White producer's son says immature Rachel Zegler injecting personal politics clearly hurt the film. By Jerome Hudson on March 27, 2025. The blast zone for the box office bomb that is Snow White continues to spread. Jonah Platt, the actor son of Snow White producer Mark Platt, called out Rachel Zegler and said her dragging her personal politics into the middle of promoting the movie hurt the film's release. Zegler signed an August 2023 X post in which she urged people to check out the Snow White official trailer with a line that said, "And always remember, free Palestine." According to Variety, Disney reached out to Zegler's team and producer Mark Platt flew to New York to speak directly with her. An Instagram user called Mark Platt's reported cross-country face-to-face with Zegler creepy as hell. This prompted Jonah, who starred in Netflix's Uncoupled and Amazon Studios Being the Ricardos, to defend his father in now-deleted Instagram response. "You really want to do this?" "Yeah, my dad, the producer of enormous piece of Disney IP with hundreds of millions of dollars on the line, had to leave his family to fly across the country to reprimand his 20-year-old employee for dragging her personal politics into the middle of promoting the movie for which she signed a multi-million dollar contract to get paid and do publicity for," Jonah Platt wrote. "This is called adult responsibility and accountability. And her actions clearly hurt the film's box office. Free speech does not mean you're allowed to say whatever you want in your private employment without repercussions," he continued. "Tens of thousands of people worked on that film and she hijacked the conversation for her own immature desires at the risk of all the colleagues and crew and blue-collar workers who depend on that movie to be successful. Narcissism is not something to be coddled or encouraged," Jonah Platt's post concluded. Variety claims Zegler agreed to work with Disney-approved Flax who would approve Zegler's Snow White social media posts. Months later, the West Side Story star made headlines around the world when she said those who voted for President Donald Trump are part of a deep, deep sickness in this country and she wished that they never know peace. Disney opened wide last week to worse than projected numbers, $43 million domestically and a disastrous $87 million worldwide. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.